One Christmas Eve, old Scrooge was working busily in his office. It was cold, frosty, foggy weather. Outside, it was already dark, although it was only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And there were candles in all the office windows. The fog covered everything, like a thick grey blanket. Scrooge kept his office door open, in order to check that his clerk, Bob Cratchit, was working. Bob spent his days in a dark little room, a kind of cupboard, next to his employer's office. Scrooge had a very small fire, but Bob's fire was much smaller. It was very cold in the cupboard, and Bob had to wear his long white scarf to try to keep warm. "Merry Christmas, Uncle! God bless you!" cried a happy voice. Scrooge's nephew had arrived.
"Bah!" said Scrooge crossly. "Humbug!
Christmas is humbug? Surely you don't mean that, Uncle," said his nephew.
"I do," said Scrooge.
"Why do you call it Merry Christmas? You're too poor to be merry."
"Well," replied the nephew, smiling, "why are you so cross? You're too rich to be unhappy."
"Of course I'm cross," answered the uncle, "when I live in a world full of stupid people like you. You say Merry Christmas. But what is Christmas? Just a time when you spend too much, when you find yourself a year older and not an hour richer, when you have to pay your bills. Everyone who goes around saying Merry Christmas should have his tongue cut out. Yes, he should."
"Uncle, please don't say that," said the nephew. "I've always thought of Christmas as a time to be helpful and kind to other people. It's the only time of the year when men and women open their hearts freely to each other. And so, Uncle, although I've never made any money from it, I think Christmas has been, and will be, a good time for me. And I say, God bless Christmas!" Bob, in the cupboard, agreed loudly without thinking.